feeling of getting drafted and what's going through your head?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Can you
can you just describe the feeling of being drafted and what was going through your head when the phone rang?
Oh, it was awesome. And I saw a Wisconsin number, so, you know, we got very excited, and, you know, it's a huge honor.
Jake, how much interaction did you have with the Packers pre-draft?
You know, I had a little bit. I talked to Coach Montgomery, one of our coaches that was at Michigan for a couple of years, and then met him in the train station for a while and just kept in contact.
Jake, how easily did you make that transition to middle linebacker last year at Michigan, and how do you feel, how comfortable do you feel playing inside linebacker in a 3-4 defense?
You know, I feel comfortable. You know, Coach Madison definitely helped me out with that. He knows exactly what he's doing. You know, he's a great coach, you know, one of the best. So, you know, I'm really feeling the middle linebacker, and hopefully, you know, I can make an impact and help the Packers.
What were the biggest parts of that transition last year coming from the outside to middle linebacker?
The hardest transition, you said?
Yeah.
I think just because when you're an outside back here, you know, I was on the line on the tight end. I was looking at one thing the entire time. When you're an inside guy, you're looking at the back. You're looking at, you know, anything that can happen in front of you. There's just a lot of stuff going around in the middle. But, you know, as the games went on, I got used to it. And, you know, like I said before, Coach Madison helped out a ton.
Jake, can you describe, you know, how you think you play, what's your style of play?
How I play?
Yeah.
I think, you know, instinctively is a good word to describe how I play. I've got good instincts, I've been told. And, you know, I think I've got pretty good speed. And, you know, a lot of film work goes into football. So, you know, just knowing what's happened before the play, I think is huge.
Jake, from what it sounded like, you were kind of lightly recruited out of high school. How do you think that shaped you as a football player during your time at Michigan?
I don't really know how to answer that, but I just think it's funny now. You know, those stars, I think it was 2.5 stars coming out of high school, and once I committed to Michigan, I got 3. So, you know, those stars don't matter. You know, I wasn't really highly recruited, and you know, I didn't let that shape how I played.
How'd you get back on the field so quickly after the knee injury?
You know, just dedication, dedication in the weight room, dedication in the, you know, the, what is it called? Film room and, you know, with the medical, you know, rehab, all the whole entire process, you know, it was long, but, you know, once I stayed on that course, I wanted to get back. My goal was 6 months and I was 6.5 months. So, you know, It just all fell into place, and I had the staff to do it, and the staff at Michigan was amazing.
Was there any thought of just sitting out the season, just let everything make sure you're perfectly fine, because I'm sure you're playing in a voluntary
game at that point? Staying out the season, no. I mean, I wanted to get back for my team. I wanted to get back for the guys that I played with, and you know, the coaches that coached me. And it's tough just sitting on the sideline and watching the game that you love.
Jake, as a 2.5-star guy at St. Ignatius, I mean, do you end up disappointed Ohio State's not interested, or how did that all go?
Absolutely not. I was not mad at all. You know, I love Michigan and everything about it, and I had the greatest time there, even though the past year didn't go how we wanted it, but you learned a lot.
So what was it like being a leader on the team last year with all the turmoil that you guys had?
You know, honestly, it was tough. A lot of great people before me have told me that winning, you learn a lot more than, or losing, you learn a lot more than winning. So, you learn a lot, and you know how people respond to criticism and everything. And, just the guys on the team, you know, we bonded together, pretty well and just, you know, laid it all out there.
Jake, as you watched as you got ready for the draft, did you scout out teams? Did you look at what teams might be in the market for you? Did you pay attention to that sort of thing?
No, you know, I didn't pay attention to that. I played, you know, my game, and I played how I play, and I didn't really pay attention to any of that, and just, you know, went on with the season.
Well, it would appear that you're going to a team that has maybe some opportunity for you to play right away. What would that mean to you, and are you aware of that, or is that the first you hear it when I'm yapping about it?
Well, you know, it'd be awesome to make an impact, but, you know, I'm going to go in there, work as hard as I can, and, you know, try to, you know, get in the best shape I can, do everything I need to do just to be successful there.
Were you disappointed you weren't picked yesterday?
No, absolutely not. You know, it's the draft, and, you know, anything can happen.
Jake, I'm sure you're competitive. Do you look at the other inside linebackers that went before you and think you're better than they are?
You can't look at it like that. You can't, you know, put it out there. It's just all depends on how the scouts and all depends on how the coaches approach it. So, and look at you. So, but I'm happy to be a Packer.